From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He describes the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve. The president said the United States has to start winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress late Tuesday. The Pentagon says it has sent the White House a preliminary plan to defeat Islamic State extremists in Iraq and Syria. A spokesman says Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will brief senior administration officials. He described the document as a framework for a broader plan aimed at countering the extremist group beyond Syria and Iraq. He did not provide details. Syrian opposition activists say 11 people were killed Monday by airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. They also say pro-government forces Monday drove out Islamic State forces from villages near the Turkish frontier, blocking Turkish-backed forces from reaching the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. The reports were not independently confirmed. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing forward with their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what is known as the Fourth Bridge, or the southernmost bridge across the Tigris River. The United Nations has described a humanitarian crisis in the area, with people facing severe food shortages, as well as shortages of fuel and medical supplies. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said Monday he has no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's campaign and Russian agents. Congressman Devin Nunes told reporters he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway, and he was asked about the possibility of a special prosecutor.
I think the history of special prosecutors is mixed, and at this point, what are we going to appoint a special prosecutor to do exactly? To chase stories that of American citizens that end up in newspaper articles?
However, the top Democrat on that panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, later said no conclusions have been reached on the matter.
If this investigation is to be thorough and objective and to add value, it has to be done in a bipartisan fashion. And we're endeavoring certainly to do so.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in both the U.S. House and Senate are looking into findings by the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the U.S. election. President Trump said Monday there is nothing to love about the national health care plan championed by his predecessor, Barack Obama. In separate meetings with the country's governors and with insurance company executives, Mr. Trump described the seven-year-old Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, as a failed disaster.
Obamacare has been a disaster, and it's only getting worse. Last year alone, Obamacare premiums increased by double digits. Since it has gone into effect, premiums are up by almost 100% in many areas.
The president has not yet offered a particular strategy for the repeal of Obamacare and no plan for replacement as yet. Supporters of the president held rallies across the country Monday. They were hoping to counter the anti-Trump demonstrations that have sprung up since the November election. A German hostage was executed in the Philippines by the Islamic militant group Abu Sayyaf after a ransom deadline lapsed. A video of the execution of Jürgen Kantner was circulated Monday on the site or by the site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity. The impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye entered its final phase Monday. South Korea's Constitutional Court held its last hearing, and acting president and prime minister Hwang Kyo-ahn refused to extend an investigation of the scandal surrounding the president. Afghanistan's Taliban says an American drone has killed one of its senior commanders in northern Afghanistan. Mullah Abdul Salam and several of his key commanders were killed Sunday in the Dashti Archi district of Kunduz. Salam led the insurgents who briefly captured the capital of Kunduz province in 2015. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.